Good morning and welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Here we are, the home stretch, final hour of the show. It's Tuesday, May 22nd, 2007, 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, but you knew that. We left off, we were talking about this story from CaribbeanNetNews.com. May 12th is when it came out, and it goes on to talk about basically a Venezuelan government taking control of their oil projects and whatnot and hitting ConocoPhillips with a record tax bill, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Amazing stuff. $465 million plus an additional claim for almost $80 million, which again, as I said, you know, you look at the reasons why prices are so high. Yeah, well, that's part of the reason. I'm not blaming Venezuela by any means, but however, you know, regardless, I think the oil companies will be looking to rip us off, and they always will be. But anyway, the story goes on. PDVSA is a minority partner in the four Orinoco projects, which also include investment from ExxonMobil, Britain's BP, France's Total, and Norway's Statoil. The Seniat, which is the tax authority, has issued back tax bills totaling hundreds of millions of dollars to private oil companies operating in Venezuela, the number four exporter of oil to the United States. And it concludes with a quote here from an analyst with the Eurasia Group in New York, Patrick Esterloss, who said this, quote, "It is not an accident that the government chose these two particular projects. The government essentially has upped the cost of Conoco's decision," end quote, meaning to stay involved in Venezuelan oil projects. Very, very interesting stuff. Now, here are some things that maybe you haven't really thought of. When you look at, you know, the polar ice melting and whatnot, and various things come up, essentially it opens up new routes for travel and commerce. It also opens up new routes for potentially an invasion. It also opens up new things such as places to get oil and so on and so forth. And this is very, very interesting in this time because global warming, we've all viewed it as, oh, no, it's awful, it's awful, it's awful. Well, it's not awful for everybody. And we might see certainly a big battle brewing, and we'll get into that as time goes on. But I think that when you look at the North American Union that has been proposed and talked about, and certainly great strides have been made forward to make this a reality, one of the things we've talked about, which is, again, access to our oil in Alaska. So we got to be squared away with Canada, access to our oil in the Gulf of Mexico. So we got to be squared away with Mexico, you know, so that way they're not out there blowing up our oil rigs with some like crazy battle between Mexico and America, some crazy war between Canada and the United States where they're blowing up hockey rinks and different things like that. Okay, cheap shot at Canada, but you know what I'm getting at here. Anyway, when you look at the North American Union, obviously one of those things is sort of control and incorporation of natural resources, of which Canada has quite a bit of oil, my friends. You maybe didn't know that, which we've talked about the oil sands before, but this story, I think, is probably one of the more in-depth ones. And you can find this at The Australian. It came out earlier today or yesterday, if you prefer. The world's largest untapped oil reserves in the Canadian Arctic have become the new front line in the battle between environmentalists and the energy industry. Shell, a self-styled green energy company, is to invest billions of dollars in exploiting the Athabasca tar sands. Environmentalists say the tar sands are the world's dirtiest oil deposits and that refining them generates 3 to 4 times more carbon dioxide than normal oil extraction. Oh no, carbon emissions! What are we going to do? It's going to happen. I mean, that's what oil companies do. They dig oil and process oil and so on and so forth. But obviously, this is going to be a big deal if Canada has the largest oil reserves in the world. I think there was a John Candy movie that talked about a starting war between Canada and America. We'll see. Anyway, stay with us, folks. Back in three, we'll finish up the story and move on with some other stuff.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Thrilled you're with us. Continuing with this story from The Australian, came out again earlier today, 21st, if you want to be specific about it. And they're talking about the untapped reserves of Canada, the world's largest, by the way, in the Canadian Arctic. So very, very interesting. It goes on. Clive Mather, chief executive of Shell Canada, said rising demand and surging oil prices cannot be resisted, saying, quote, the deposits are huge, potentially even greater than in Saudi Arabia. The time is right to exploit them, end quote. So it's very interesting. We've got certainly Dick Cheney talking about, the Middle East is where the oil is, and that's where we need to be. You've got other people, of course, Paul Wolfowitz said that the Iraq war is all about oil. We already know all of that. We've got established bases there in the Middle East, and certainly the ability, presumably, to wage more wars if necessary, and just goes on and on and on. However, when you start talking about huge oil reserves in Canada, well, you know, people tend to change their focus a little bit. And again, I think that with the North American Union, and I've talked to people about this, even we had a guest on who was actually, you know, promoting this North American Union. And I said, well, you know, do you really think that you guys are going to get a fair shake in Canada if we incorporate it into one nation? Because he wanted basically Canada and the United States. He didn't really want Mexico to be involved, but just Canada and the U.S. And he said, yeah, we'll get a fair shake. And I said, no, you won't. We have more people than you do. You're going to be outvoted every single opportunity, you know, that you guys have to weigh in on something. But, you know, again, it just goes on and on. I mean, who knows exactly the system of government that will be incorporated under a North American Union. But I think that, again, it's important for us to be squared with our neighbors, if only for our own natural resources, let alone what we have available from other places. And I think it's certainly something that they're going to move fast and furiously towards, and I think that this story highlights one of the main reasons, okay? It says the Athabasca tar sands are named after the river that runs through them. They contain about 1.7 trillion barrels of oil, of which 175 billion can be reached with existing technologies, and another 135 billion could be tapped with technologies under development. The total of 310 billion barrels would give Canada the world's largest oil reserves, bigger even than Saudi Arabia's 264 billion barrels. Now, again, 1.7 trillion barrels is what they're talking about, but as far as what we're able to get with the technology that's available now and the technology on its way, 310 billion certainly trumps Saudi Arabia. So that's fascinating to me, and again, we've talked about this before as well. When the average price of a barrel of oil is somewhere around $20, which is where it is now, shockingly enough, it's not cost-effective for Venezuela to tap into their oil reserves. But if you up the price to around $50 a barrel, which has obviously been far above that for a very long time, then Venezuela technically has more than Saudi Arabia as well. So that's why when you get Hugo Chavez and whatnot, or Chavez, if you prefer to say it correctly, when you get all this this animosity going on between Venezuela and the United States, you can plainly see that it's talked about a lot more because of the oil, right? I mean, you've got North Korea, Kim Jong-il. I mean, he's always talking smack. Hey, you know, he fades away into the background. He goes into his little, you know, Howard Hughes movie theater and just kind of locks himself in there for a few months. But he comes out periodically to cause problems and to make comments. So, you know, those are summarily dismissed for the most part. Because, again, what does North Korea have? Nothing. Nothing that we want. And that's really the main deal. So the story goes on. For Western countries, especially the United States, Canada's oil is a chance to cut dependence on the Middle East, but the environmental costs could be huge. This is because the tar sands comprise viscous bitumen, I don't know if I'm saying that right, and sand, a mixture that can currently be extracted only by digging it out, destroying the overlying forests. The Athabasca region has already been scarred with huge pits some hundreds of feet deep. Alongside them lie vast ponds that hold the contaminated sands and other residues left after the oil is removed. Shell, along with Suncor and Syncrude, the other main oil companies in the area, are developing a second extraction method whereby superheated steam is pumped into the ground to melt the oil so it can be sucked out as a liquid. However, both processes and the subsequent refining require huge amounts of energy, equivalent to about 30% of the energy contained in the extracted oil. Shell and its partners are extracting about 150,000 barrels of oil a day, but now want a five-fold expansion to 770,000 barrels per day. Suncor and Syncrude are each planning similar expansions to about 500,000 barrels a day apiece. This will require so much energy that the oil firms want to lay a pipeline across 1,300 kilometers of forest to tap into gas reserves in the Mackenzie River Basin in Canada's far north. There are also proposals to build a nuclear power station near the tar sands. So obviously environmentalists are going to be, you know, just crapping themselves because of this, these kinds of ideas. It says such plans are causing alarm among environmental groups such as Britain's WWF, which is the World Wildlife Fund. It has set up an office in Edmonton, the capital of Alberta, to campaign for improved monitoring and restraints on development. Said James Layton, the WWF's policy advisor on gas and oil, quote, tar sands are the worst kind of source for oil. Extracting oil takes huge amounts of energy and devastates the local environment by destroying the forests and polluting rivers, lakes, and air, end quote. Layton and other environmentalists contrast Shell's operations in Canada with the firm's public relations, which portray it as the greenest of oil companies. Privately, however, Shell executives make clear they're simply doing what oil companies are meant to do, which is extract oil. They say it is the job of governments to regulate the pace. In Alberta, little interference is likely from a provincial government with a powerful dislike of regulation. Rob Renner, Alberta's conservative environment minister, said the following, quote, we believe the speed of development is best left to the free market, end quote. Under Mr. Renner, the monitoring of industrial pollutants from the tar sands has largely been handed over to the oil companies. Monitoring of industrial pollutants from the tar sands has been handed over to the oil companies. That sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? For them, One result is that the Athabasca River and Lake Athabasca, into which it flows, are widely believed to be heavily polluted. Medical staff at Fort Chipewyan on the shores of the lake have reported a surge in rare cancers. The decision to exploit such oils is provoking a political backlash, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, effectively banning them. He has issued a fuel standard demanding a cut in carbon intensity, a measure of the CO2 generated in producing and using the oils. 10 other American states and European Commission are considering similar measures. So very, very interesting stuff going on up there in Canada. And again, other states are, we ban this too. Well, it's not happening in your country, pal, so I guess it doesn't really matter. When you're looking for gasoline, you're going to take whatever you can get. But again, this just shows the significance of this global warming nonsense and how everybody's really dead set on carbon emissions and so on and so forth. So when they start talking about the amount of energy and the pollution that goes into extracting these oil from the oil sands, I mean, everybody appears to be against it. But you know they're just salivating at the idea that the world's largest oil reserves are simply a walk across the border. You know, figuratively speaking. Certainly a little further from Arkansas. But you see what I'm getting at here. I mean, this is a huge, 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 huge story. But they appear to make it more difficult because, again, we have to still have a reason to be in Iraq, right? I mean, this is certainly light, sweet crude. It's easy to get to. It's easy to process. And this is something that you know, that rationalizes why we're still in Iraq, because they say, oh, yeah, we can't just have all these carbon emissions by extracting oil. You know, it just defeats the purpose, especially with a forthcoming presidential election coming up. And the fact that they would like to deflect our attention away from the North American Union that they are, in fact, creating. Well, anyway, here's another story that sort of ties in, not necessarily with the oil thing, but certainly with Canada. And you can find this at Canada.com. Came out on May 11th. A group of retired American generals and admirals has warned Congress the U.S. faces a dire threat to its national security from global warming and flagged Canada's claim to the Arctic sovereignty as a future flashpoint between the two longstanding allies. So again, who controls some of the Arctic territory? Canada has laid a claim, and certainly other countries will as well. As these things start, these ice caps start melting, who knows what they're going to find? They could find, you know, Garden of Eden sort of thing, in which case you're going to get a whole new slew of people trying to colonize and claim territory, and wars will be fought over these things. This is a big issue. So it goes on. In testimony this week before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the former military officer said the rapid melting of the polar ice cap will force U.S. leaders to confront the politically charged issue of whether the Northwest Passage belongs to Canada. Said retired Admiral Richard Truly, quote, "Is the Northwest Passage Canadian territorial water, or is it international water open to navigation? This is an example of an international issue that will have to be dealt with and is caused by climate change," end quote. Truly and 10 other former high-ranking officers, including retired General Anthony Zinni, the former commander of U.S. Central Command, raised concerns about the ability of Canada and the U.S. to defend the continent's warming northern sea in a new 63-page report by the Center for Naval Analysis, a private consultant with the U.S. government. The report details how rising temperatures and ocean levels could present new security challenges to the U.S. and how the military should respond over the next 30 to 40 years. The report flagged the Arctic as a, quote, region of particular concern, end quote, for the U.S. military because rising temperatures will make the Northwest Passage navigable within a few decades. Retired Admiral David Piling, the former vice chief of U.S. Naval Operations, wrote, quote, "There is potential for fracturing some very strong alliances based on the lack of control over borders," end quote. Now, he's referring to Canada, fracturing of alliances and whatnot. In particular, Piling cited concern that neither the United States nor Canada currently has the military capability to handle threats to North America originating in an ice-free Northwest Passage. He said in the report, quote, "Open seas at the Arctic means you have another side of the continent exposed," end quote. That is very, very significant, my friends. And the story goes on. I hear the music, so we will take a short break. We'll be back in 3 minutes to continue that story and to continue with our now Tuesday morning edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. And we continue with this story about the Arctic and the Northwest Passage being a of high concern, obviously, to high-level retired American generals and admirals. And they spoke to Congress about this, saying, hey, look, you know, who does this belong to and whose responsibility is it to patrol it and make sure that we're not going to be attacked from another side of the continent? Anyway, it says the thinning of the ice canopy will force the U.S. Navy to reconsider the effectiveness of weapons designed for the Arctic climate and place new strains on America's already overstretched military, said the report. The warning about security vulnerability in the Arctic renews a simmering dispute between Canada and the United States about who controls the Northwest Passage, which could become a major route for trade linking the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Very, very interesting. The U.S. has never recognized Canada's claim to sovereignty over the route, and Prime Minister Stephen Harper last year sparred with U.S. Ambassador David Wilkins over the issue. Worries about the Arctic notwithstanding, the retired generals and admirals painted a much bleaker scenario about the broader dangers of climate change casting the threat in security rather than environmental terms. Retired Air Force General Charles Wald warned that the most serious security challenge could come from Africa, where coastal flooding and interior drought could trigger massive population shifts and ethnic or religious conflict. Citing oil-rich but impoverished Nigeria, Wald warned that floods of the Niger Delta or a loss of fresh water supplies could displace millions of people in a nation already perpetually unstable. But it goes on and on about that, which we all know. We've all talked about that, the Pentagon report on abrupt climate change and so on and so forth. This is a little different. Said truly, quote, global warming could pose additional immigration stresses on our southern border as well as water shortages in Mexico forced residents to move north. Very, very interesting, because we talked about water shortages a little bit earlier in the program. In a remarkable recommendation, the general said that security implications of climate change should be fully integrated into national defense strategies, including the national intelligence estimate. Said truly, quote, I believe this issue is urgent, but not in the same sense that the climate is going to declare war on the United States, but it's not that kind of a problem, but it's slowly building stress and it is accelerating, end quote. So again, already tensions arising between the U.S. and Canada over who owns control of the Northwest Passage, but on a broader sense, you know, the ability, of course, to defend that once that passage opens up, because it is going to be a major trade route, which presumably means that you can have some sort of patrols, and who knows, maybe they'll tax people for using it. I don't know. But it's very, very significant, in addition to, of course, what we talked about in the story previous to that one, which is, again, that Canada may have the world's largest oil reserves. So billions of barrels is one thing. Trillions is a whole nother matter altogether. We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. But again, I think it's very significant to factor these things into the agenda of a North American union. Now, Canada, given the fact that they might have the Northwest Passage available to themselves, given the fact that they might be the largest, having the world's largest oil reserves, they may decide that, hey, we're sitting pretty. We don't really need the United States to be incorporated. We don't need to incorporate ourselves into the United States, in essence. So they may fight against that. I don't know. But either way, I think that sort of highlights the importance of the powers that be on this incorporation of governments. So very, very interesting stuff, my friends, and very timely as well. You know, we talked last week with Tom Horn about the eugenics and the whole issue with that. Or not eugenics, but I guess you could say genetically modified foods and things like that. Very, very interesting. Because there's a lot of stories out there. Now, genetics, obviously, is a big deal. I know it's different than oil, which is what we've been talking about, but we don't have a whole lot of time to start down a new road of much greater significance, but we do have some time to fit in some of these stories. Very, very interesting about what's going on. We talked about the story when we had Tom on, which you can find at his website, which talks about the British government allowing the creation of animal and human hybrids, fatherless children, and hybrid embryos. Fascinating stuff, and really, really despicable as well. Now, if you look at that in terms of eugenics, of course, is the idea of propagating through various means a superior race. Well, that's in essence what they're doing with the food supply, is a eugenics for the food supply. And we talked about that in terms of the environment saying, hey, global warming is a reason why we need genetically modified foods, because these GM crops will be hardier and able to withstand climate change and so on and so forth. So you see, it does tie together when you look at it in that light. And I think it's very interesting to talk about genetically modified foods, because quite simply, it's an issue. And I found out there's an intriguing way to be able to tell, because for the most part, it's almost impossible not to. But you can tell with some of the produce and things that you might buy, if it's genetically modified. And there's a couple of ways to do that. You have to look at for a little 5 or 6 digit number on the produce. And if it's 5 digits, it's let me see if I can remember off the top of my head. If it's 5 digits, it's conventionally grown. No, it's organic. I don't remember. I should probably have brought that in with me today. But it's fascinating stuff. I'll bring that in tomorrow and we'll talk about that, because this is a great way for you to kind of keep tabs on what you're buying and, you know, how horrible is it for you, right? Stay with us, folks. Another quick break. We'll be back. We'll talk about some genetically modified products, because, again, as the push for global warming continues, so too will the push for GM crops. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Talked about quite a bit of stuff. We talked about gasoline prices, certainly what's going on in the world scene as far as oil goes. Inevitably, we got back to global warming, which, again, many, many, many common denominators when addressing global warming issues, such as, again, perhaps certain things coming up where water becomes more scarce. And they want to start, of course, monitoring your personal water supply, banning you from collecting rainwater, and maybe even doing away with bottled water altogether, forcing you to rely perhaps on tap water, provided you don't have any water filtration options available to you otherwise. And then we talked again about global warming, the Arctic sort of melting away, the Northwest Passage opening up, and this being a great security issue, of course, for the United States and for Canada as well. Who owns the Northwest Passage? That's going to cause some problems. And, of course, Canada possibly having the world's largest oil reserves on the planet, which we'd addressed on the show before, but certainly not on the night show. Very, very interesting stuff. Because, again, when you look at all the problem areas in the world and so on and so forth, the axis of evil for the most part, with the exception of North Korea, big oil-producing nations, Iran and Iraq. Well, Iraq is already a done deal. Now, we don't control it necessarily, although the oil contracts have already kind of been written and ready to go. So in that regard, we control it. We control what we wanted from Iraq in the first place, which is, honestly, sweetheart deals for the oil companies and so on and so forth. As far as Iran goes, who knows how that's going to go. It's very possible that some of these backdoor deals are being worked, as we discussed previously on the show. There is some evidence to support that. However, of course, Canada is a big issue as well. But anyway, that inevitably ties into the stories we were going through on Thursday, our last show before tonight. And we talked about how various scientists were making the case that global warming is a very, very, very big issue, a very important issue, and certainly highlights the need for genetically modified foods. Well, then we come across this story, which is from the Malaysian Sun. March 6th, this came out. And it says, on July 1st, the city of Moscow will introduce a voluntary system of food labels indicating that a product does not contain genetically modified ingredients. So they made it voluntary for the various companies who are putting out food to be able to brag to the potential customers that their products do not contain genetically modified foods, which is a great thing. Obviously, that would be a selling point, especially in other countries. Now, here, there's not a huge acceptance of global warming or genetically modified foods. However, it's not as fear-inducing as it is in Europe and other places as well. It says, Europe has recently been engaged in a battle with the World Trade Organization, or WTO, which, taking its cue from the U.S., Canada, and Argentina, considers the European Union's moratorium on GM products illegal. So they've essentially banned it in the EU, and the World Trade Organization is not happy about that. Meanwhile, Europeans have been collecting signatures and protesting against genetically modified foods. In the U.S., a lawsuit was filed against the Department of Agriculture after it legalized the commercial production of GM alfalfa sprouts. The court found the agency's actions to be illegal. Very interesting. In 2000, 828 scientists from 84 countries signed an open letter to the world's governments warning them of the hazards of genetically modified foods. Environmental organizations demanded that the U.N. declare a moratorium on GM products. Arguments in favor of GM foods, such as high crop yields, resistance to disease, insects, and harsh weather, there's the important one, of course, with global warming anyway, as well as their low price because they tend to cost 20 to 30% less than traditional foods, have also been widely challenged throughout, or I should say, though, without hard evidence. Environmentalists say the GM foods will not solve the problem of world hunger, but they will bankrupt small farmers, also an important point. Some biologists believe that GM foods can have a negative effect on the gene pool and reduce biological diversity. Vladimir Kuznetsov, head of the Institute of Plant Physiology at the Russian Academy of Sciences, said that GM foods are dangerous because they are unpredictable, saying, quote, scientists do not know what effect they will have on the human body in the long term, end quote. Very important point, and not surprising that scientists would not, of course, have that information or release that information. In January, the Council on Human Rights Policy at the Kremlin, Natalia Olafarenko, a Greenpeace Russia representative, said that in most Russian regions, GM products account for 10 to 20% on the market. In some cities, without sufficient controls in place, that figure is 50%. So the Russian people are being forced, in essence, to be unaware of perhaps a 50% saturation of genetically modified foods in their stores and whatnot. In recent years, imports of GM foods, Russia does not produce them, have increased by more than 100 times. The main GM crops are soybeans, potatoes, corn, sugar beets, and oilseed rape. By law, products that contain more than 0.9% of GM ingredients must be labeled, but in practice, this rule is often ignored. So again, you're assuming that the place you're buying your food from and the product that you're getting, that you're being told truthful material. But that is not necessarily something you should bank on, which is why Russia, or I should say Moscow, rather, that city, as of July 1st, will allow various food producing companies to be able to brag that they contain no genetically modified foods. Now, we'll see, because it might they might brag for that if they have, again, 0.9% or less, because they'll say, oh, it's well within standards. We can say it's pretty much genetically modified free, but that's not necessarily the case, perhaps. We'll wait and see how it goes. But it says, meanwhile, according to an All-Russia Public Opinion Research Center poll, 95% of Russians who have heard of GM foods would not buy them if the products were labeled as such. Consumers, however, are still not able to exercise their right to choose. So you can see the problem. Most people don't want genetically modified foods, and given the choice, they won't buy them. So why give them the choice? That's pretty much the position of governments for the most part. But again, if they can work that global warming angle, folks, it's a done deal. You can count on that. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said, quote, with our entry into the WTO, certain issues have to be addressed, he said in January. Quote, American and Canadian products, which are, as a rule, genetically modified, are competing on the world agriculture market, end quote. He added, quote, we can use Europe's experience and we must inform people about the hazards of GM products, end quote. Putin proposed to set up a council to regulate genetically modified food. Europe uses diverse methods to combat GM products, including the destruction of genetically modified crop fields in France, passing laws that limit the possibilities of growing GM crops in Germany, banning GM versions of local and protected crops in Bulgaria, or banning all GM products in Poland. The end result of all this is the creation of GM-free zones. Russia is following Europe's example. Moscow's new law stipulates that all agricultural raw materials or food that is brought to the city through an organized supply system must contain information about genetically modified ingredients. The media will inform the public about producers that sell GM products but do not tell consumers. Bravo. So the Russian government is authorizing the media to blow the whistle on food companies, producers, that sell GM products but do not inform people on the label. I think that's fantastic. And again, if it, you know, Russia, not exactly the bastion of freedom of the press with all their assassinations of reporters and whatnot that we've seen over the last couple of years. But at the same time, if they're being authorized to do this, that certainly will be very exciting for the public there. And hopefully we would see some sort of exposure here to this in the United States, although with our controlled media, I sincerely doubt it. It says, so, while bioengineers complain about a campaign to discredit GM foods, their opponents are demanding a moratorium to give researchers time, to study their medical and biological effects. In the meantime, consumers are trying to make sense of all that is being said about genetically modified foods. Now, here's a story we've read before, and I think it's very, very important, and a lot of people have asked me, where can I find this? Okay, I will tell you, so pay close attention. This came out on October 27, 2005, pravda.ru, okay? www.pravda.ru, okay? And you could, well, look for the English version. But in essence, the best way and easiest way to find it is to go ahead and go to a search engine, Google or something like that, and type this in. Verbatim, with quotation marks around it. You type in the headline, it usually takes you to the story or some variant of the story or some place where you can connect to the story. But anyway, the headline is this, quote, people eating genetically modified food may have rat short lifespan. Okay, type that in. You should come across the story. It's very important. Here's what it says. It is generally believed that rats, cockroaches, and cyanobacteria, something like that, can survive any biological catastrophe. But recently, researchers have once again stated that there is a delayed acting poison which can slowly kill even enduring rodents. Leading expert of the Russian Academy of Sciences Institute for Higher Nervous Activity and Neurophysiology, Doctor of Biology Irina Yermakova, conducted an experiment on rats. The rodents are traditionally used for important experiments as they have morphology and biochemistry resembling humans. The experimental rats were given food containing genetically modified components. The rats survived during the experiment, but their conduct seriously changed. They became nervous, anxious, and even aggressive for no reason at all. The researcher discovered abnormal pathogenic changes in the liver and testicles of the rats. This is important that descendants of the experimental rats fed with GMF, genetically modified foods, had really terrible problems. Alien components turned out to be lethal for little rats. Generally, all rats of one litter will survive, but over 55% of experimental rats' babies were born dead or died soon after they came into the world. At that, their death was really agonizing. They were found with their intestines to be swollen. Newborn rats had really weak health. At the same time, mothers did not reveal their motherly instinct actively. So here's what you've got so far. when you are ingesting genetically modified foods, presumably, if we have the same reactions that the rats would, you would think that we would, you would see nervous disorders, anxiety disorders, and aggressiveness for no reason. Well, we certainly have that. Now, it also says that the mothers did not show a motherly instinct. So again, maybe less care towards children. With all the stories about mothers drowning babies and chopping up babies and killing babies and all that stuff, you could certainly see that. Now, it says that the offspring of those who had ingested genetically modified foods tended to be genetically weaker and more predisposed to dying easily based on things that would normally have never affected a member of that species before. That's also significant because we have a high rate of disease here in America, and certainly with the additional components of genetically modified foods, presumably will kill off the species in great number with fairly quickly, I would say. Because it seems like one generation, really, it does devastating things to the offspring. Similar experiments were conducted on other animals and fixed approximately the same results. Again, not just rats. Okay? So the experiments reveal that transgenes are very poisonous for descendants and are, in fact, a delayed action biological weapon. Genetically modified foods, biological weapons. Because it's obviously it's tampering with your genetic code and it's making you inherently biologically weaker. There are opponents and supporters of genetically modified foodstuffs. At that, people need to know that transgenic products are very profitable. This, in its turn, means that genetically modified foodstuffs are connected with great economic concern. So again, they'll tell you that they cost less. They'll tell you that they can incorporate human genes and that will allow people to get over diarrhea quicker and so on and so forth, stuff we talked about last week. But at the same time, it does have a detrimental effect on biology. However, they don't care about that because it's a big, big, big moneymaker. And again, with global warming, they can facilitate that without a problem. It says there is still no reliable information proving the danger of transgenes for humans, but the tragedy of experimental rats is really alarming. Russians undoubtedly have the right to know if products contain genetically modified components and decide for themselves if they will include them into their everyday ration or not. But it is important that unfair producers must not deceive customers about the content of their products. According to the recent data of the Russian Opinion Poll Center, over 95% of Russians prefer products free from transgenic components even when they cost more. The majority of parents are absolutely negative as concerning genetically modified components in baby food and children's food. Today, Russians have no unified system for marking products containing genetically modified components. It means that even when producers claim they use no genetically modified components, they may still do it and deceive their customers. Which again, in Moscow, of course, some laws have been changed, and as of July 1st, that will change a little bit insofar as to say that the media is now told to blow the whistle on these producers, which is great for them, but still crappy for the rest of us. Finally, Greenpeace activists initiated an independent research aimed to find out if products marked as containing no transgenic components contain genetically modified components or not. In the framework of the research, experts studied sausage produced in large cities of Russia, crab sticks made in the Kaliningrad region, and China, potato mash and evaporated milk formulas produced by Russian subsidiaries of foreign companies. Of the 42 tested products, 18 proved to be containing no transgenic components, 6 contained just hundredths of genetically modified components, and 10 products fixed not more than 1.33% of genetically modified components. But 6 sorts of sausage and crab sticks fixed too high content of transgenic components. So in essence, the previous story said no Russian products contain genetically modified foods. This study by Greenpeace seems to indicate differently. So the idea that only the only genetically modified foods that are incorporated into Russian diets or options in the stores are simply imported is apparently not true. And it's interesting because the first story we read came out earlier this month. No, I take that back, March of 2007, whereas the story we just read from came out in October of 2005. So in 2 years, supposedly, things have changed. But somehow, some way, I doubt that. Very, very important stuff here, folks, because again, as we've talked about on the program, if you take a good look at the genetic components, a lot of people see this when they look at their own personal health. And certainly when you go to the doctor and they ask about your history, they want to know if your parents or grandparents or whatever had a history of certain medical problems. Well, I can promise you that what that is a genetic predisposition, which is brought upon due to problems with your health. You know what I mean? For example, you might be predisposed to something. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. Just means people in your family have gotten it because of various things. Well, now we have genetically modified foods, which inherently will make us weak and certainly cause some sort of psychological anxiety, nervous, aggressive disorders, and whatnot. But in the children that we have, that's when it becomes a real issue. So maybe you have children. Maybe you're planning on having children. Maybe you have grandchildren. Whatever your situation might be, this affects you because the food that is offered up to you is not safe for human consumption. And the only way that we know that it is things like the FDA. Well, how many products has the FDA recalled in the field of medicine, for example? Quite a few. Look at the situation going on with dog food and cat food and ferret food and hamster food and all the other food that's out there for pets. So this is a real issue. And of course, if people don't start dropping dead, they're not going to recall anything. But obviously with the Russian experiments, what we see is that over the long term is when you start having it. Not long term in one lifespan, but generations hence is when the problem truly materializes. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes to wrap up the big show. More Frankly Speaking Radio on the way. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Blah, 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 blah. You know the usual routine. We're short on time. All right, so anyway, I mentioned to you that there is a way to identify your fruits and vegetables to find out if they have been genetically modified, and I did find it here online. You can find this at purezing.com, and here's what it says. A method to help identify genetically modified foods, which is basically what I was trying to recall off the top of my head and doing a poor job of it. It says the stickers that contain the PLU code or price lookup code will tell you if the fruit was conventionally grown, genetically modified, or organically grown. The PLU code for conventional produce has four numbers. GM fruit has five numbers preceded by the number 8. Organically grown produce has five numbers preceded by the number 9. Okay? So GM has five numbers. It's a little sticker that comes on the, on the fruit. It also is on the vegetables, like bagged vegetables, like I think you'd find it on celery and whatnot. Okay? So again, five numbers. If it starts with 8, it's been genetically modified. If it has five numbers and starts with a 9, it's all good. It's organic even. And then if it's been conventionally grown, that's four numbers. So 5, you should be concerned about if it has an 8. If it has a 9 in front of it, you're good. If it has four numbers, it's conventional grown. It says organically grown fruit will not be genetically modified or contain pesticides, so look for the number 9. So there you have it. It's certainly something to be cognizant of when looking at these things, because right now that is all we've got available to us to be able to find out about genetically modified foods. And again, it goes on and on and on. So a lot of things going on in the world, folks, a lot of things tying into global warming and all these other shenanigans. Like I said, if you look at the state of America and you look at all the situations going on here, and there's a vast assortment of very, very important issues happening. It is also sort of in an election cycle, which I think is why they sort of started the presidential election cycle a little earlier than normal, because they want people to think that there are solutions that a different political party or a different politician in general can bring to the table. And it's important for you to understand that there has really been no discernible difference in policy between Democrats and Republicans for the most part. If you look back through history, you won't see a whole lot of difference, just merely an advancement of policy from one administration to the next. Jimmy Carter going out there and saying Bush is the worst president of all time, or whatever it was that he said. Jimmy Carter signed some very significant executive orders too, which take away freedom. So don't think for one second that this is the real deal. This is just simply a dog and pony show. It's all there for appearance. It's all there for public consumption to give you the misguided idea that a different party, a different person will fix some of these problems. They will not. And again, perfect example when you look at our freedoms and the Patriot Act and whatnot, the Democrats and the Republicans, for the most part, are completely unified on one issue, and that is, of course, the war on terror. Okay? Now, they can differ on Iraq all they want. They can differ on Iran or anything else like that, but they're in agreement about the war on terror, which means that if we suffer another terrorist attack, again, the war will march on, which it probably will anyway, regardless. But nevertheless, it's important to note that there is no difference between these two parties on that issue. And that issue, of course, has been a driving force. We'll see some of the same draconian policies and legislation introduced along the lines of the Democrat agenda, which is, again, going to give you the same thing, just for a different fear. Again, that fear, of course, is global warming. So whether it's terrorists that require you to be under surveillance or or carbon emissions that require you to be under surveillance, doesn't matter, folks. Again, the whole thing is just a big scam. So wake people up, tell people about the truth, and bring them over to this whole side of the fight that we're on, where we have our eyes open. And again, in my opinion, folks, the number one way to prepare for anything is to make sure that you're on solid spiritual foundations. Prepare yourself spiritually. Everything else kind of falls into place at that point. Okay? And then you sleep good at night. So keep that in mind. Say your prayers. We'll have another show for you in about 20 hours. So we'll see you then, folks. Have yourselves a spectacular day. A message.